Hi, everyone, and welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to talk about the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So today, I am excited to have Trent Thacker as a guest expert to talk about a very hot topic and share some recent data and insights I think everyone will find helpful. Trent's the Senior Director of Research and Market Intelligence here at Cox Automotive. So Trent, welcome to For the Road Forward podcast.
Well, Jade, thanks so much for having me today. This is my first time on the podcast, and I'm super excited about being here and talking about tax refunds and the spring selling season for our dealer clients.
You bet. First of many, Trent, and I know that this is going to be a hot topic episode. I think that the recent tax return data and insights that you're going to share are going to put a little wind in dealer and the automotive industry sales right before we enter these choppy yet opportunity-filled waters of the tariffs that are going into effect. So, Trent, as we jump right in, first, can you share a little bit about the tax return research that you and your teams have conducted, kind of the how and why behind it?
Yeah, so I think really let's start off with some of the why we do this. And I think as Cox Automotive, you know, we are industry leaders in the automotive space, and we always want to keep abreast of what consumers are doing, because we know it's really consumers that are driving this industry. And in doing that, we feel like we really have an obligation to share that with all of our dealer clients so they can put that information into use on their dealer lots on a daily and weekly basis. So we have done tax refund research several times over the past few years, but really felt like this was an important moment for us. It feels like we are completely past the pandemic now, and things are really starting to get back to normal in our industry. And so we wanted to go out and do this tax refund research and then share this data with our clients. The how we did this is really a pretty simple one. As Cox Automotive, we have a consumer community that we conduct numerous research studies with. And so we actually leverage this community to conduct our tax refund research. And we had just a few over 1,000 consumers who participated in this research with us.
That's awesome. And I had a chance to see it hot off the press when you presented it to us a week or two ago. And so I'm going to go ahead and just ask you to talk about something a little more deeply that you shared. You mentioned then that the average refund has gone up year over year, and that this presents some real opportunities for dealers. So can you share what your team uncovered there and anything about the amounts or ranges?
Yeah, absolutely. And the first part of this, I wish I could take credit for it, but this is probably a good chance for me to plug Jonathan Smoke in the Cox Automotive Economics Insights team, because they track a lot of this information. And so in talking to Jonathan and his team, kind of the first thing we saw is that here this year so far, the average tax refund amount is up about 5% compared to previous years. So what we're seeing now is that average refund amount is $3,271, if we want to get really precise. And as I said, that's up from what we saw last year. What our research was telling us, though, is that most of the consumers out there planned to file their returns in the February and March time period. Now, I say planned because we all know this, right? We all file our taxes. Sometimes you have great plans, but you don't get that quite accomplished in time. And so some of the other data that we're seeing around this is that through the week ending March 14th, which is the most recent data we have, roughly about half of all tax returns have been filed at this point. And I think what we are also seeing is that when we kind of cut the data by age of individual, I'm going to say younger individuals. And really what that means to us is if you're 45 or younger, and older individuals are above 45. But what we typically see is younger individuals are planning to and actually filing their returns a little bit earlier than older individuals. So for all of our dealer clients that are seeing these consumers, you know, with those tax refunds checks coming into their dealers, what they've probably seen so far is maybe a little bit of a younger audience who's showing up, but would probably expect that to change a little bit over time. And as we move in kind of the back half of tax season here, you know, might see some older shoppers who are coming into the dealerships. And just to provide a little bit of perspective to our dealers out there, when we are talking about tax refunds, the latest data that I could pull from the IRS is from fiscal year 2023. And what we saw in that year, just shy of 121 million tax refunds were sent to consumers in the United States. So when we are talking about tax refunds, these are really huge numbers that we're talking about.
Well, they sure are. And that's a lot of people with new down payments on cars. And I also want to thank you, Trent, for calling me young in one of those categories there. Favorite guest of the year so far. But separate from all those fun things, you know, disruption kind of continues to be a theme in the environment that we all live in. And so with disruption comes opportunity. And so, you know, I'm thinking with both the data that you're sharing on taxes and then the tariffs announced and happening right here upon us, we're in a really unique window of opportunity. So next, I want to ask, what did you uncover about what those consumers plan to spend money on?
Yeah, great question, Jade. And one of the things I also need to say here is we actually conducted this research a couple of weeks ago, so it was a little bit before tariffs were announced. So that's kind of throwing an interesting dynamic into what we're seeing. But what we did see when we talked to those consumers who were getting tax refunds, and they told us that they were expecting to spend some or all of that on a vehicle purchase, about 75% of them said that they were planning to make that vehicle purchase in the next 5 months. Now, I think what we're seeing now that tariffs have been announced and should be going into place here very shortly, that has probably expedited a lot of that shopping. I think, you know, you've probably been talking about some of the data that we're seeing. There's a lot more shoppers in market over the next few days to try to capture vehicles at some of those lower prices. So we think that some of those individuals who have gotten their returns or are expecting to get their returns the next few days are probably pulling that purchase cycle forward. And I would expect, as a dealer, I would expect to start seeing a lot of those shoppers come into my dealership. If they didn't last weekend, probably in the next week or so, they will be showing up on the dealer lots. Now, when we also ask some of these individuals about, you know, things like how much are they planning to spend on the vehicle that they're going to purchase with their tax refund, what we saw is about 30% of everyone who filed said they were planning to spend $30,000 or less. Now, we also saw a large number who are in that 30 to 40 range, as well as in the 40 to 50 range. So when we kind of get into that 40 to 50 range, we're talking about new vehicle shoppers as well there. I think one of the really great things for our dealers is we asked about consideration. So consideration of new, used CPO vehicles. The great news there is a very high percentage of shoppers have new vehicles in their consideration set, as well as used vehicles. And so I think what we might see, though, is, you know, kind of with this kind of push of traffic in vehicles being purchased at a healthier rate than we thought we might be, some of those new vehicles might not be available. But please, as a dealer, keep in mind, most consumers have used vehicles in their consideration set as well. So if you don't have that new vehicle on your lot, make sure you're positioning some of those used vehicles with them as well. Just in terms of purchase versus lease, we are also seeing roughly two-thirds or so of consumers are leaning towards a purchase. About a third of them are considering a lease as well. And then just in terms of vehicle segments, what we're seeing, kind of the most sought after segments within this group that we did research with, it's the SUVs, it's crossovers, and it's sedans are really what appear popular to them and are going to be in their consideration sets.
Yeah, love all of that. What I heard you say is leasing is back, CPO is back. Keep your foot on the gas, because consumers, those consumers that said they were going to do something in the next 5 months, they have reason now, and you have great talk tracks to arm your sales teams with to close a deal today, because there are so many unknowns of how the tariffs and, you know, changes in pricing potentially of new vehicles as well as parts and accessories for used vehicles. And so now's the time. Use that to create urgency and to close deals. And we always talk about diversifying revenue streams. So I have to ask you a question about servicing their car, with people holding on to cars longer these days, and but some of them may be afraid of how the tariffs are going to impact their future servicing costs, especially if they have foreign parts in their cars. Can you share if your team's research uncovered anything about the consumer's intentions on using their refund on service or warranty, maintenance, etc., or any other big purchases that they're considering?
Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely something we were interested in. And what we found is almost an equal number of individuals who are planning to purchase a vehicle with their tax refund are also planning to do service on the service or maintenance on their vehicle. Mm-hmm. And what we see is, you know, the majority of that is going to be spent on some of those routine maintenance items. They need to come in and get oil changes and tire rotations and a transmission service, those types of things. But we're also seeing a large number of individuals who are going to be investing in some of those higher ticket items or higher ticket maintenance items, things like buying new tires and that type of thing. And what's a great thing for dealers that we all know, when someone comes into our service department for tires, that's a great opportunity. There's other things that need to be done. It's the alignments that need to be done, potentially brake replacements, brake fluid servicing, all of those things. So this really is a huge opportunity for our dealers that are out there, not just in terms of selling vehicles, but our dealers that have service departments as well. You know, many individuals have cash in their pockets, and if they're not buying, it's a very highly likely that they need to have maintenance done or some type of service done on their vehicle.
You bet. I would have my BDCs going back through all of those big decline services from the last 3 to 9 months and telling those folks, asking those folks, earmark that tax return. Or if you've been hearing on the news about tariffs, we may be able to pay you more for your used car than we were 3 months or 6 months ago, as consumers are thinking about prices going up. And, you know, we talk about fixed ops a lot on this podcast. And it, for most dealerships, as you know, Trent, it's generally half or a little more than half of the dealership's revenue. But it's about 10% of their marketing spend and about 5% of their focus. So now may be a time where we want to put a little more focus in that area as we get further into the unfolding of tariffs and tax season. So thank you for all of those great insights. And as we wrap up this incredible first look at the hot off the press tax refund key findings and what's uniquely happening right now around the 25% tariff deadline that is right here on us, if dealers and my listeners only do one thing that you've recommended today based on the results and insights of the research, what would that one thing be, Trent, and why?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is don't just focus on selling those vehicles. It's about the service side of this as well. You mentioned it just a second ago. The service department is a huge profit generator for a lot of these dealerships. So you're going to have a lot of people coming into your dealership to buy those vehicles, getting their tax refunds with the pending tariffs that we have going into place in just a few days here. But don't forget about those service customers as well. Reach out to them. This is, you know, our industry may not have seen an opportunity like this in a very long time. So I think for all of our dealer clients out there, seize the moment. You know, we've got these people in front of us today. Let's go get them.
You got it. Fixed ops, service, repair, maintenance, recall, warranty. It is high touch, and it keeps those folks attached to you and your brand. And that is the most important thing. So as we wrap up this always incredible conversation with Trent Thacker, I want to thank him for letting all of my listeners be the first to hear the stats, insights, actions, and opportunities these results are nudging you to take. And I also want to encourage all of you to view the full results of the research, which I'll make sure to share on our For the Road Forward homepage at b2b.autotrader.com/ForTheRoadForward. Thanks so much for being with us today, Trent.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I think that wraps us up. So a huge thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward. Whether you're listening on your favorite streaming platforms such as Spotify or Apple or watching on our Auto Trader homepage, we sure are glad that you are here. And if you'd like to be a subscriber, well, you'll be the first to hear when new episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. Go to b2b.autotrader.com/for the road forward. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, on Unjaded for the Road Forward, hosted by Auto Trader and Kelly Blue Book, and be sure to tune in next week as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. As always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.